And I think the biggest difference between Mike and Nick is that one's left-handed and one's right-handed. And I think, you know, the balls do tell differently. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're a receiver. You got to learn how to catch the ball. It doesn't matter who's throwing your ball. But I think Nick throws the ball exactly how it needs to be, which makes it kind of easy for us. So.
Mike is that the trajectory doesn't play for that
a little bit, but like I say, you know, the biggest difference is just that it's a left-hander versus a right-hander.
How much do you look at the end of that 2012 season, the time you had with Nick? Is that a benefit right now in terms of the chemistry?
I think you know, having that, you know, history that we've had, and then also, you know, the OTAs last year and throughout the spring and summer, I think we've gotten a lot of work in. I think, you know, this summer we've gotten a lot of work in as well. So I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as people may think it is. I think we're on the same page. And we'll continue to work together, and obviously, and you know, just make sure that, you know, we won't miss a beat. So
you're not playing catch up at all now, even though you missed last year.
I don't think so.
You've talked about having a knee injury like this before. You say you've been doing everything they've asked you to do since April 21st. But when, in your mind, do you know that it's all the way back? Is it a certain route you run? Is it taking a hit or whatever?
I mean, as far as all the routes, you know, I'm doing them all. You know, but I think, you know, we've had some plays where I've had to, you know, kind of stretch out and run out, you know, and kind of dig a little bit, and, you know, I've made those plays, and plays I got to kind of jump and try to catch the ball. I think the next step is just actually getting tackled, and I think, you know, once you get past that, man, and I'm going to be at 12 months anyway, so, I mean, it's healed, so.
Jeremy, with the success Seattle's had on defense with those big cornerbacks, it seems like teams are obviously going a lot more in that direction. Do you think that's just the way it's going to be, bigger and longer and cornerbacks that receivers have got to deal with?
I don't know. You know, obviously, you know, they got a pretty good one over there who's taller than your average corner. So, yeah, people may try to mimic that, but I think it all depends on the player, man. Each player, you know, provides their own individual skill set. And I think, you know, as far as if you can go out there and play, you can go out there and play. It doesn't matter if you're 5'10 or 6'4.
Have you tangibly timed yourself? You said you're just as fast as Ron Gore.
You can tell just by looking at you on the field this year compared to last year. And, you know, in some ways I feel faster, you know. So it just it's a feeling. And then, like I said, you can tell looking on tape.
The big thing with you has always been the explosiveness, maybe more so than the speed. Is that something you can tell us as well, or does that need to come when you're in games, cutting, things like that?
I mean, you work on it now. You know, it's just all about, you know, getting off the ball, you know, doing stuff in the weight room. Now, I think, like I said, the one thing that's going to let me know when I get in the game is actually getting tackled. But, you know, like I said, by that time I'll be well after 12 months, and, I mean, there's nothing to worry about.
Have you always worn this?
Yeah, it's just a short. Instead of long tights, I've got a short tights on. That's all.
It's not a brace or anything.
No.
Coach McNeil said yesterday that, you know, most of the time you look like you did before the injury. Occasionally there's a time coming out of a break when he feels like maybe you're a little, he didn't use the word tentative, but that you're still kind of looking for something there. Do you feel that at all?
I don't think it has anything to do with the knee. I think it's, you know, may have heavy legs or just the fact that I didn't do anything last year, so it's just all about getting back out there and doing things. But it's not me trying to be, you know, cautious about the knee or anything.
Prove anything to yourself as far as the leg goes.
No.
That came late, but was there a certain cut that you really, once you got to it, you said, "Wow, okay, I'm back"?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be on the right side of the ball most of the time, and anytime I'm breaking in, I'm planting off my right leg, and you know, I've done that several times, and it feels fine. So.